Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Jeff Quinton with Keller Williams Realty in Ocean City, New Jersey. Last year, he closed 165 transactions with a total sales volume of $60 million and a gross commission income of $1.6 million. His average sales price was $363,000, of which 50% were buyers and 50% were sellers. He has a 9-member team, 2 buyer agents, 1 listing partner, 2 inside sales agents, 1 executive assistant, 1 listing manager, 1 closing coordinator, and 1 team leader. Jeff Quinton is the team leader of the Quinton Group. He's been an agent for 24 years and works the South Jersey Shore. In his best year, Jeff sold 219 homes worth $139 million and earned $3.9 million in gross commission income. In this call, Jeff talks about going into real estate right out of high school, pursuing expireds and taking 14 listings his third month in the business, a description of his expired listing campaign, perfecting his phone prospecting through training, practice, and dedication, the tool he uses to contact 10 homeowners per hour over the phone, how to get over call reluctance and start dialing for dollars, his morning ritual that guarantees success and a constant flow of listings, achieving success by being consistent, competitive, and coachable, obtaining high profit margins of 50 to 60% by being a prospecting-based agent, selling properties in a second home resort market and achieving a 10% market share, how to find phone numbers and email addresses for homeowners in any market and the companies he uses to do it, why his new listing partner is taking 10 listings per month, how his lead buyer agent earned $500,000 in 1 year, receiving 52% of his business by repeat and referrals from past clients and sphere of influence, and the script he uses to train his past clients to send him referrals, the tool he uses to record one message and deliver mass voicemails, the team leader dilemma between being the player versus being the coach, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Jeff.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it for having me here.
Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
You know, my story is this. Basically, I've been in the real estate business since 92. And so it's been, I guess it's about 24 years now. And previously to that, I was virtually in high school. And so right out of high school, I decided to go into the real estate business. Before that, I was working at a bank. So during high school, I worked in a loan department upstairs. And an opportunity came up to drive through as a teller because I didn't want to be in a closed environment. I wanted to be able to talk to people and so forth. I had the job as a teller. I got to meet a lot of realtors. And what inspired me to get in the real estate business was I got to not only meet a lot of realtors, but I was cashing their checks as well, their commission checks. I realized very quickly their checks were much larger than mine. So I went to real estate school and I got in that business about a year and a half later outside of high school. And so this is pretty much the real job I've always had.
You were really young when you got in. Did you experience any challenges by being so young?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, back in the early 90s, there wasn't a lot of agents that were, 18, 19, 20 years old in the business. A lot of it was the veteran agents. And in fact, the very first brokerage that I went and interview with, they actually turned me down. And it was the brokerage independent that had about 45% market share on the island. It was the place to go. And there was 2 owners there. One owner said yes. Other one said no, because he was like, he's just too young. Didn't have experience. And just basically they weren't hiring young people then, right? Just wasn't one of those things. So I went to a different brokerage, was there about maybe 2 weeks. Then I got a call from the original one. They said, okay, we're going to give you a shot. I ended up going back to the first one. So the challenges I had was that obviously I didn't have a lot of experience. I was young looking. I quickly had to develop the skill of prospecting and lead generation over the phone in my marketplace, because when I would go on appointments, I was in trouble getting I can get the appointment, but once I showed King and you know, people didn't think I had the experience.
Well, let's talk about that first year when you first got in the business. You're young, you're ambitious, you want to get things going. Did you have a fast start or a slow start that very first year?
I had a pretty fast start right off the get-go. I was fortunate enough to go in an office and had a good manager there that gave me some guidance. You know, back then it was different. We had a big fat MLS book. The expired listings would come out at the end of the month. And then you'd have to run to the MLS, the board, get this book. My manager would go do that, come back. We'd have to do the research, get all the numbers, and then I would just hit the phones. And so I was one of the only agents, I think, you know, not the only agent, but one of the agents that was very aggressive with it. So I basically had nothing else to do other than get on the phone and prospect. I started out with expired. And then literally, it was my third month in, roughly. I think I took 14 listings or so in that first month.
Do you recall how many homes you sold that first year?
18. That actually was about from April through the end of the year. So it was a full year, about 18 for that calendar year.
Sounds like the majority of that business was coming through this prospecting and typically expired listings.
Yeah, it was mostly seller driven at the time. But again, I was doing some buyers as well. But it was the listings and then buyers that came off of the listings and so forth. I mean, I went out and I was listing everything. I mean, I had developed the skills of pricing things properly. I was just going out and listing. That's all I knew. So that was the first step. That's how I got started.
Now, how long have you been in the business so far? How long has it been?
24 years, since 92.
How many homes did you sell last year?
So last year, we were roughly around 165 is what we end up closing. And we actually left the brokerage I was at for a long time, moved over to KW as of the very first of the year. January 4th was the official date. So we kind of backed off a little bit at the end of the year because of that. And so we're at 165 last year.
Do you recall the sales volume?
I'm 60, 65 million in that range. I don't have it right in front of me, but that's been about what it was.
Do you recall the GCI?
Is that a million? I think it was 1,685 was the actual number.
That's pretty fantastic. And do you recall what year was your best year where you had your highest production?
So I had two pretty amazing years. I mean, like a lot of people did in the early 2000s in the peak market. Our market really peaked out here in 2005. So my best 2 years were 2004 and then 2005 back-to-back years. And each year I'd sold about 139 million, about 220 or so closed. I closed independent about 260 or so, with back-to-back years being almost even. This is the time when our average sales price was 775, and you know we were doing 200 deals. So you know, GCI was 3.9 million, basically 2 years in a row.
Did you have a big team going at that time?
No, Mike. I mean, I've always had, previously when I started a team and started building, I was always very small. So at the time, it was only six of us. I had three admin, me and two other agents. You know, that was it. And I've always had a pretty small team up until this year. I really started to expand and grow. You know, it's always been basically six. I've always had three admin and then me. I was always in production myself. And then I had always two other agents, you know, during those years.
Now, you mentioned that at the beginning of this year, 2016, you just made a transition from one company to another. What can you tell somebody who's in that process or thinking about doing it so they can ramp up quickly?
Well, first of all, if you're going to move from company to company, I think you got to have a transition plan put in place. You've got to have step-by-step, you know, what you're going to do. What we decided was, as of January 4th, because of the situation of leaving another company, I wasn't able to get all of the listings I had. I had 80-some listings at the time to come over. And so that was some issues that were going on there, and there was, you know, negotiation with that. But regardless of me to be able to get all the listings over, my team and I decided, pretend we didn't get any. In the very first 2 months, our goal is to make 60 listings in 60 days. So we just made a conscious effort to go out there and do it. And we actually did. We did 28 the first month and 32 or something like the second month, whatever it was, ended up being about right on. So we had set a transition plan, and then we just went out there and absolutely, you know, put our head down and blasted through it to get up and running.
How did you take 60 listings in 60 days?
The whole entire team, you know, as far as my other two agents involved on the team, we just put our heads down. We said, okay, we're going to call every expired. We're going to call all our past clients. We're going to call our centers of influence, call everybody we've done business with. We're going to do just listed, just sold calls. We're going to do a bunch of voice broadcasting, blasting the marketplace that we've moved over to a new company. So we just really ramped up our contact and the effort itself and the hours. A bunch of hours in, we just created it all.
That's amazing. And did it pay off? How's your year going so far? Year to date, how many homes have you sold? Where are you at?
We're about 164, 165 right now. We'll end up in around that 175 roughly range, probably. Now what we do, you know, remaining months, which is fair. It's been good. I mean, the first 4 or 5 months of the year were off because of, you know, the transition and moving over and not having as many listings as we typically have. So, you know, I'm a more of a listing driven team. So, you know, when we're used to selling 10, 15 listings a month, you got to have the inventory to do that. We didn't have as much inventory. So in the last basic 7 months or so, we've really picked up again. We're in some good momentum going the next year.
And Jeff, how many homes have you sold in your career?
So just about 4,000 or so since 1992. A lot.
Do you know what the volume is on that?
Exact numbers, over a billion or so. I mean, we've had some great years. I mean, ultimately, since year 2000, I mean, I've sold there's years I did over 200 units every single year. Then we leveled out for a few years in the 165, 185 range, but consistently we've been going strong, you know, in that 60, 75, 80 million range, you know, year after year after year, probably for at least 10 years in a row, plus those big years that came in the 90s itself was a little bit less, obviously, because that's the first 8 years in the business.
So, Jeff, you're a billion-dollar agent.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
That's awesome. So, Jeff, quick question. You've been in the business quite a long time, a little over 20 years. You've seen a lot of ups and downs. How have you survived and thrived in all those changes in the market?
It's been interesting. I mean, when I got in the 1992 range, you know, the market was very similar then as it is in my marketplace almost now, okay, believe it or not. And our market, what we're experiencing here in southern New Jersey, is much different than what the rest of the country has experienced in the last couple of years. Ultimately, in the early 90s, say 92 to 98, 99, it was pretty well a down market, certainly a grind market. Started getting a little better in 99, 2000. From 2000 to 2005, our market was just absolutely insane. We were having 20 to 22, 25% appreciation, you know, year over year. So, I mean, it was going crazy. And then about January of 2006, our market really took a hit and started to decline that year itself. We had about 2 to 2.5% decline per month, about 25% decline to 30% just in that 1 year. And then unfortunately since then, since really since the end of that, 2007, all the way to now 2016, last 10 years, ultimately, or 9 years, whatever it is, we've been kind of bumping along. I mean, it's kind of like just gone flat. We've not seen appreciation and there's been pockets of the market that have come up, but ultimately it's kind of just bumped along the bottom where it was. I was telling a story about I was involved in a development deal and that was purchased in May of 05, closed in December of 05, with new buildings to be built and ready by spring and summer of 2006. And what we ended up selling those units for, what we predicted them to sell for, were like $775. Well, a year and a half later, in 07, they ended up selling around $565. And if you look back, that was like June of 07. Well, fast forward today, that same unit today would be exactly the same number or a little less in our marketplace. So we have it, if you compare new to new, you know, new construction, we've seen a lot of ups, we've seen a lot of downs, but right now it's kind of more of the same, but kind of bumping along the bottom as far as value. We haven't seen it come back a lot.
And how have you survived all those changes? Is there a trait that you have that's allowed you to move with these markets? I mean, when they're falling 2% a month, that's got to be a pretty scary time. How did you hang in there?
In the years of 2005, no one really had to really study the marketplace as far as market statistics, knowing what's selling each month, the number of inventory, the percentages, the absorption rate. And so until we started really looking at that, we could really see the trends and see what's going on. So I got real super clear and focused once 2006 started that big decline, understanding the numbers of the market. So now what we do is every single month we study all the markets we're in, all the cities and so forth around us that we're in, looking at all of the numbers everywhere. So that was the first thing. So now we can see how many months of inventory is in each area that we work and can ultimately predict, hey, is this market going to upswing? Is it still in a downswing? You know, where are we within it? So it's really market statistics has really helped us a lot. Through all of this, we've continued to be a dominant player in that lead generation prospecting through expired listing.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.